This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me, gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Welcome to it. Watching the forecast now for another big snowstorm coming tomorrow. I'm sure you're aware of this. Basically from, I don't know, Muskegon to Benton Harbor, north of Saginaw Bay, all the way to Toledo, and the heavy bands in the middle, coming right across Grand Rapids, Lansing, Flint, maybe a stretch there of, I don't know, 100 miles wide of what could be fairly heavy snow, maybe 8 inches with wind. You know, the snow that came last week, all that big dump is pretty much gone after temperatures in the mid-50s here last week, so we'll keep an eye on that as we go forward. Now, here in the next hour here on the program, Clark Hodges will be here to talk about how consumers can face an uptick in inflation. Things are getting expensive. What are you going to do to combat it? And then Lisa Durden will be here. She's been with us before. She's an African-American pop culture, political commentator, and civil rights advocate. Is Hollywood whitewashed? Is her question today. She's also going to explain to us how she said the last time she was here that Lincoln owned slaves. She did. I didn't make that up. Yeah. Oh, don't worry. We've got the tape. We'll ask her. We'll get her input on that. So Lincoln owned slaves, you know. So we'll ask our progressive friend how she arrives at that conclusion. We'll probably also get a chance to ask her about, you know, the desire to tie Donald Trump now to the Ku Klux Klan, which is revolting, frankly, but it's what's going on. And the question is, how desperate are the establishment Republicans, the establishment media, and Democrats themselves to rid themselves of the idea that Donald Trump might not only be the Republican nominee for president, but some believe could be the 45th president? They've gone so far to link him, the billionaire, to the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, what's going on when adults actually grab a hold of a nonsensical notion about a discredited Klansman that hasn't been in the news for some 25 years just to smear the GOP frontrunner? During a press event last Friday, a reporter point-blanked Trump about being endorsed by former Klan leader and Louisiana Republican David Duke. Trump clearly had no idea what the reporter was asking or talking about, but didn't hesitate in saying, "I disavow it, okay," and waved him off. I watched it happen. Ivy and I watched him shoot down the ridiculous question. We were sitting there together watching the little clip on TVs. You know, we've got this stuff in the background all the time. Caught my attention. We both saw it happen. Without blinking an eye, he dismissed it as utter nonsense. But did it go away for the weekend? Of course not. Now why would it? In fact, he got hamstringed a little bit on Jake Tapper's State of the Union on CNN. Trump saying, I don't even understand what this is about. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know what you're talking about white supremacy. In fact, we should just hear it. It's clip 5. Here is Donald Trump on CNN asking about an Anti-Defamation League's call for the presidential candidate to disavow support from David Duke and other white supremacists. Go.
I want to ask you about the Anti-Defamation League, which this week called on you to publicly condemn unequivocally the racism of former KKK Grand Wizard David Duke, who recently said that voting against you at this point would be treason to your heritage. Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
Well, just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Did he endorse me or what's going on? Because, you know, I know nothing about David Duke. I know nothing about white supremacists. And so you're asking me a question that I'm supposed to be talking about people that I know nothing about.
But I guess the question from the Anti-Defamation League is, even if you don't know about their endorsement, there are these groups and individuals endorsing you. Would you just say, unequivocally you condemn them and you don't want their support?
Well, I have to look at the group. I mean, I don't know what group you're talking about. You wouldn't want me to condemn a group that I know nothing about. I have to look. If you would send me a list of the groups, I will do research on them. And certainly I would disavow if I thought there was something wrong. But you may have groups in there that are totally fine, and it would be very unfair. So give me a list of the groups, and I'll let you know.
Okay. I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but...
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him. And I just don't know anything about him.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him. Yeah. Here's the thing. I would be shocked, as would you, if you're a thinking person in 2016, to believe that Donald Trump has any sympathy, empathy, or connection to the Ku Klux Klan or any other such organization that openly advocates the hatred of blacks or Jews or those of other cultures. I just, come on. This is where we've gotten ourselves into it, and this is why people are just so sick of it. But apparently, Donald Trump, you know, saying that he disavowed it on Friday and saying he doesn't know what this is all about, wasn't good enough for Ted Cruz. He tweeted out, really sad, Donald Trump, you're better than this. We should all agree racism is wrong. KKK is abhorrent. I'm not sure that's what he was asked, but okay. And then Marco Rubio, of course, desperate to find something to hang his hat on, said this, we cannot be a party that nominates someone who refuses to condemn white supremacists and the Ku Klux Klan. And then went on to say, not only is that wrong, it makes him unelectable. I would suggest that Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio are pretty well lying. And they know it. They don't believe that Donald Trump has any connection to the Ku Klux Klan or sympathy for the Ku Klux Klan. I don't believe the Klan, for God's sake. What are there, like 25 of them left in the country? We're talking about a group that is the fringe of the fringe. Seriously. We're talking about a group that's the fringe of the fringe. And David Duke left office as a congressman, run out of office in 1993. So I would suggest that Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are lying about this whole thing. And doing so, it puts them in the same league as the Democratic frontrunner, which makes them unelectable. I mean, clean up your act, guys. It is the kind of straightforward Washington insider lying that makes so many Americans enraged. It's the kind of business-as-usual BS, you know, besmirch somebody, smear somebody, throw something on them. You know it's not true, but hey, we've got an election to win. It doesn't matter. You got to get out there. You got to get down in the gutter with them, roll around a little bit, get them dirty. That's where you're going to win. Okay. Negative ads I get. Hard campaigning I get. But trying to link Trump to the Klan, I think it's beyond the pale. I do think it's beyond the pale. I think it's too much. And I think that Rubio and Cruz are scared to death about tomorrow's results across the country. Cruz may win in Texas, but that may be his saving grace. I don't know if Rubio wins anywhere tomorrow. I believe Donald Trump will. 14 after, and of course, a week from tomorrow, the Michigan primary right in the heartland. First Heartland primary. It's the Steve Gruber Show.